Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A guy's perspective this Monday morning. I'm looking for some advice, Kelly. I need some advice.
Okay.
So I got an email from my son's school. My son goes to school in Wisconsin. He's 4 years old.
Okay.
Saying it is bring your grandparents to school day. I think it's Wednesday or Thursday this week.
Okay.
And I'm wary of this because his grandmother, my ex's mother, who helped raise him, and I'm very, very appreciative for all she did, and he loved her very, very much, passed away very unexpectedly 6 months ago, which I told you about at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been hard for him, but he's moving on from it. He's really understanding what death is because he's only 4 years old.
Right.
You've had a similar conversation to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm worried grandparents going to school and him not having a grandparent to take to school, especially the one that helped raise him and was there every day of his life, might be an issue for him. Obviously, my parents are still alive, but they live in Australia, and due to him being a COVID baby, they've only met him once at a young age.
So they're not flying from Australia in, is what you're saying?
So they're not going to fly from Australia in, although I nearly was tempted to ask them just so I had someone to go with.
Right.
Just a little bit of late notice. So am I being, I'm actually thinking of pulling him out of school that day, but I don't know the right answer. I'm a new parent. I'm not a full-time parent. So I'm really seeking advice what to do in this situation. Or am I being soft? Does he just need to suck it up and go to school?
No, I'm 100% with you. I don't think I would send my son to school either. Just because, one, it is so fresh. And at that age, that's really, really sad. And it's tough for them to deal with it and deal with the emotions. And then it's right there. I don't think you're being soft. And one of the worst things as a parent is to see your child suffering or to see them sad. So I think you're 100% okay not sending him to school that day.
And he clearly understands now. He's got to that age, he's five next month, where he does process this type of information and he is smart enough or with it enough to go, their grandparents, I don't have mine.
Right.
So I'm just really asking today, what do I do in this situation? It also got me thinking, you know, you don't really think about this until it happens to you, you know?
Right.
If you could give me some advice, 888-431-3764, call or text, please. What should I do?
Georgia.
It's crazy to think about the things that our parents had to deal with when we were kids that we never even thought about. But behind the scenes, like Grandparents' Day at school, which is coming up at Guy's son's school. And sadly, he just lost his grandma, what was it, 6 months ago?
It was about 6 months ago, I think. Just before Christmas last year.
And so it's still fresh. And with Grandparents' Day coming up, you're a little conflicted what to do.
Yeah, she helped raise him. He was very upset by losing her. And now he has no one to take to Grandparents' Day. So I don't know what to do. So I'm asking advice. 951 here says, does your son have anyone that is like a grandparent to him? If not, then I'd absolutely not send him to school. That's also what Christopher in LA says. Is there anyone else you can bring? Because the school will allow that.
Okay, this is really cool. 909, and I don't know why I didn't think of this one, says, maybe you can get your parents, who are his grandparents, obviously they're out of the country in Australia, but get them to FaceTime while he's at school so he can show that he has grandparents in Australia, and then he'll be the cool kid.
I think that's an absolutely fantastic idea. My son doesn't know my parents that well because he was a COVID baby and they haven't had a chance to get back in the country.
Right.
So they only know him through FaceTime. But that is something I know my parents would really, really like because they're older and they really want to get to know their grandson.
951 here, one of the few that came in, says, you definitely should send him to school, Guy. You can't protect him from his sad emotions forever. Chances are his friend's grandparents will chat with him and include him in conversations. So that could make him feel warm inside thinking about the memories of his late grandmother.
See, I have thought about that. And I'm not a full-time parent. I'm new to this. I don't also want to be the soft, protective parent. But I also want to be aware of his emotions at the same time. He's 4 years old. He's five next month. Is it time to just send him to school and be like, okay, this is how we deal with this?
See, I don't know. four, they're still so little and it's so fresh and he took it hard that I would definitely take him out of school that day and be like, okay, let's go get ice cream. Let's go do something fun, just the two of us, you know?
It's something I'm going to have to speak to my ex about ASAP. So that's why I'm getting your opinions this morning. So please let us know. 888-431-3764. What's the best approach to this? I don't think anyone's going to want to see the night end at Glen Helen Amphitheatre where Luke comes to town. Tickets 15 minutes away, 7:10 this morning. A guy's perspective, I got an email from my son's school. He's 4 years old. He lives in Wisconsin saying, it's bring your grandparents to school day. His grandparents, who he was really close with, helped raise her. I'm forever indebted to her. Passed away unexpectedly 6 months ago. His other grandparents are in Australia. This is still fresh on his mind. I don't know what to do or whether to send him to school, so I'm just seeking some advice this morning.
And I'll tell you, you can call me soft, whatever. I don't think I would send my kid to school that day.
Well, I value your opinion.
Just because they are little, and I know we got a text message that's like, he's growing up. He's not a little kid anymore. He's 4 years old.
And I have thought about that. I'm like, I don't want him raised as that soft kid, but he's only four, right?
And dealing with death that young can be very traumatic. Mm. Okay, Nicole and Menifee, do you have some advice for Guy?
I would send him to school for this reason only. I am a teacher. I teach first grade. And when we have situations like that, we get all the other grandparents to love on that child. And then we let that child tell special things about the grandparent that they miss. It's kind of like their grandparents still get to come to school with them. And they have all these other grandparents with them, loving on them. The kids are clapping for them. So they get all this support, and it teaches them how to handle grief in a way that's healthy.
So would you suggest that, like, maybe Guy or his ex-wife send a message to his teacher and just kind of explain the situation?
Oh, definitely. Let them know what's going on. Let them know how he's feeling. And there could be even, I call them bonus grandparents, one of the, yard duties or somebody that's associated with his school that could kind of come and walk him in as his bonus grandparent.
I really appreciate the advice. Thank you. Pamela and Hammett, what do you think I should do?
Absolutely do not send him. My father was killed when I was five. And every single time we had family trees and family things at school, it was probably one of the most devastating things that I had as a young kid. I would not make him go through that at this time.
You've had first-hand experience, and I'm really, really sorry about it. A lot of teachers are saying, actually, keep him home. It's just too fresh because it's only 6 months old. 323 says, have him take a picture and let everyone know they will always be with him. She will always be with him.
That's a sweet cute one. And 909 simply says, talk to your son. See how he feels about it. Maybe he'll want to go, and maybe he won't want to go.
You think he's smart enough to do that?
I'm going to go ahead and say, yes, your kid is smart enough, Guy. Let's give him a little credit.
I didn't mean that, the look you just gave me.